Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. The diamonds of our lives are produced through time, heat, and pressure, but it's what we do in those situations, what we learn from those situations that turn the experiences of our lives into something that is very, very valuable. We've been talking for a couple of weeks now about listening to within. Listening and being led in a different way. We said that we're at a different time now. The period that is post-pandemic is very, very different from what it was pre-pandemic. And the way that we are to live our lives is different now than it was before. So much of the time previously, we were listening to other people. We were doing what they said to do. And the spiritual climate of things have changed. And I believe that you'd be able to acknowledge that yourself, that things are different from the way that they once were. Whether we're looking at here in the United States, a political climate in which we're being given alternative facts, which are lies, which amounts to if I say it one way and you say it another way, that depending on who you are, my way is right. And so we have to be discerning enough to understand that if we give away our power, if we are not aware enough to be able to make our own decisions, that many times, and I would say virtually all of the time, we're going to be led in a direction that we may not have wanted to go. I said previously that everything about a spiritual being is spiritual. Everything about a spiritual being is spiritual. It relates to you. If you are living this life as a spiritual entity in this shell that we call a body, everything about your life, everything about this life that we're living in pertains to that spiritual being living in this shell, which we call a body. And if that is the case, then everything pertaining to a spiritual being is spiritual. When I talk about political climates, when I talk about the economics, when I talk about man's inhumanity to man, I'm very much talking about things of the spirit. I'm very much talking about spiritual things. And that's why I'm saying that we're at a place now where we really have to listen to within. We have to make some determinations in the month that are coming up as to who's going to lead us in the United States and possibly in other countries as well. But in understanding that, you have to be able to make a conscious decision on what you want to take place here in this world that we live in as spiritual beings in this earthly body. So everything that pertains to a spiritual being is spiritual. If we're not able to live a quiet and peaceful life, that disturbs that spiritual being. Scripture says, and again, I told you, I believe very highly in the truth of Scripture. And Scripture says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and you would be in health as your soul prospers." We understand that the soulish realm, that soul part of us, is a spiritual part of us. You can't see somebody's soul, but you can get an understanding of who they are as a person. And I define the soul as your mind, your will, and your emotions. We can very much get an understanding of who that person is by evaluating their mind, their will, and their emotions. So therefore, we can't do well. We won't prosper. We won't have what we'd like to have in our lives, no matter if you look at it from a very materialistic vantage point or in any other way. You can't prosper. You won't be in health. You won't have not only a healthy body, but a healthy disposition, a healthy mindset. You won't be healthy emotionally unless your soul prospers. So therefore, looking at and listening to what will cause our soul to prosper is very much the center of being a spiritual being. Listening from within is paramount in leading a spiritual life. You have to listen to what's taking place on the inside of you. And if you're the kind of person who needs to wait for what someone else will do or what they think or how they're going to react to it, This is a great opportunity for you to learn to listen from within and to be able to direct yourself. Because what do you do if that person is not around to tell you what to do next? I want you to understand that the things that we're getting in our inner man to do, we need to do them now. Delayed obedience is disobedience. If you hear something that you feel that the Creator is giving you an unction to do, and you say, "Well, you know what? Wait, I'll wait till and see who what Sally does, or wait and see who what John does," then delayed obedience is disobedience. We're in a position where we need to hear what's taking place, because that we are developing inside is going to guide us in times when Sally and John may not be there. So we've got to listen. I want to challenge you this week to listen to your intuition. I want you to become and begin to think about how to be sensitive to yourself, how to sensitize what's going on within you, that you have to learn how to be quiet, how to be silent within your inner self. And I definitely would challenge you to begin to look towards that direction. Listen to what's going on within you. We cannot let anyone else determine for us the way that we live our lives. And again, what would happen if that person isn't there? What happens if you need to make a quick decision and nobody is there to tell you what to do? Okay, we are definitely in a new time. We're in a new season, and we have to learn how to hear the Creator for ourselves. One of the ways that we go about hearing more accurately is to be able to silence some of the voices that are in our heads. What I'm getting at in this is heart knowledge as opposed to head knowledge, because head knowledge will take you where you've always been. Head knowledge will guide you into what you've always had. Well, in order to break free and break loose, we need to deal with our heart. We need to deal with what's taking place within. And sometimes, in order to quiet ourselves, we have to be what's called mindful. We have to be in the moment. We can't allow what's taking place outside of us and around us to determine what goes on within us. If you're in a place where there's a lot of turmoil or a lot of noise, you have to learn how to be mindful, to be in the moment, to still yourself and quiet yourself from within. And sometimes when we are attempting to be mindful and our mind just keeps coming back and going back over maybe things that have offended us or things that have happened to us in the past, we have to learn how to silence those things in order to get back to that true inner man. So we have to be in the now, not in the future, not in the past, but in the now. And we have to breathe. It seems so odd, and I've spoken to you about this before, but breathing is a big deal. It seems as though, you know, we've been breathing since we were born. I know what to do. Dr. Anita, you don't have to remind me to breathe. No, I actually do need to. I need to remind you to still and quiet yourself. And you can do that with what's called breath work. And it's breathing consciously, listening to your breath, holding it, releasing the stress from your body, releasing the tension from your body, and listening to within, and making that a practice. Again, why do they call it a practice? Because you have to keep trying to get better. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes better. And so going back and practicing breath work with the intention of quieting things around you, of centering yourself, of being in the now, not in the past and not in the future. And when we're able to do that, that's what brings us into a place of wholeness and what brings us or introduces us into a place of wellness. We have to remember to let go of things. We each have the opportunity, probably multiple times on a daily basis, to become offended. And so we have to be able to release offenses in order to achieve wellness, wholeness, and mindfulness. We have to let go of some things in order to be in the now. We have to let go of some things in order to hear what's taking place within us. We have to release things. We cannot hold on to everything. And sometimes we feel as though in giving somebody forgiveness, we're giving them a pass to do it again. I didn't say to forget who you were or to forget who they were. As Maya Angelou is quoted as saying, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. I very much am saying, believe them. But I'm also saying, release yourself from the situation so that you can be in the now and not allowing what they did to you, what they said to you, the way that you felt about it, continue into your future. Because if you do that, they will continue controlling your life. So we've got to relinquish the offenses of the past, move into mindfulness, breathe deeply, and listen to what's going on within us. As I've told you before, as we are looking at utilizing our intuition, be sure that it is grounded in peace and that it is grounded in love. Because if we're listening to what we feel is going on inside, and especially until we become more accustomed, more mature in the area of listening to what's going on within, we may make some mistakes. We may not hit it right on the nose each and every time. But if your decisions, if what you feel that you're hearing and the decisions that you make based off of what you feel you're hearing resonate in peace, a peacefulness, the peace which passes all understanding. If it resonates in love, because God is love, we will be in a safe place to learn. Anytime we're listening to within, and within is telling us you need to get back at them, you need to do this, you need to strike out, that is not the place that you make decisions from. Now, I want to add this as well, because sometimes we're called upon to do things that are difficult. We're called upon to sometimes even have to step out of who we innately are because of the legalities of life. That sometimes when we are wronged, as opposed to taking a personal vindictive viewpoint or stance, we need to take the legal stance and hand it over to those who will move on our behalf from a legal perspective. So I'm not at all telling you to allow somebody to do something and just get away with it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you are in a mindful state, when you are seeking to listen to the intuition within, when there is something that you need to do, an action that you need to take in order to rectify a situation, then you put it in the hands of those that are trained to handle that and leave it there. And from that point forward, you enter into your place of peace. You enter into your place of peace knowing that you have not reached out to harm someone. You are simply responding to an action that has already been put in motion. This is the way that you're able to stay again in that position where you can still yourself, you can be mindful, and you can do what needs to be done without becoming vindictive and without bringing negativity into your own life. There are times when negative people show up, and negative people do what negative people do. They do negative things. So in responding to negative things that may show up in your life, You get still. You get quiet. You become mindful. You breathe. You make sure that your actions and your thought is not centered in ego, is not centered in vindication, but is centered in the steps that you can take to restore the balance that has been removed by someone else's negativity. If that be a legal stance, then take that. Get that handled as quickly as possible. Delayed obedience is disobedience. You handle it speedily so that you can put that where it needs to be in the hands of the person that's going to handle it and move right back into your position of mindfulness, of peace, and of serenity within yourself. And when it's time to make another decision, you make a decision at that point. We're not going to live every moment looking for what's going to happen next, listening for the other shoe to drop. That does not bring peace. It does not bring a place where you are in a position of prosperity. That is a position of fear. Waiting for the other shoe to drop is a position of fear, and you can never reach your highest goal and potential when you're living in an atmosphere of fear. So, while we are listening to within, we're seeking after that which gives us peace. We're breathing, we're making sure that we're still and quiet inside, that we're coming from a place of mindfulness, that we're in the moment. We are not living in the past and we are not in the future. The time that we have is right now. If there is a decision that needs to be made, we're going to be still, we're going to be mindful, we're going to breathe, we're going to do things intentionally, and that is by listening to the intuition that comes from deep within us. It is a still and a quiet voice. If it's something loud and overpowering and overbearing, that is not the voice that we're listening to. We're listening to a still, a quiet, and a peaceful voice from within, which will direct us on what to do. And when we get that instruction on what to do, we're to do it then, not in another week, not in another year, not in 6 months from now, but you do it then. And once you're able to do it then, you can release that situation back to the universe and allow the universe to bring about the outcome that you were hoping to receive. So I want us to really be mindful this week. I want us to begin to breathe and to take that time to be still. I want us to listen within, if there's something that comes up during this week that maybe we need to make a decision on and we're not quite sure what to do. And for this to be the basis for all the decision making that we make, that we become accustomed to, that we have the practice of being grateful that we have this day, being grateful and being intentional, thinking about things with a basic intention of how I want to move forward, how I want to proceed in this situation, being mindful, being in the now, not in the past, not in the future, but in the now, and take the time to breathe, be still, and know, and to be mindful that the decisions we make need to be based in peace and in love. Thank you. I want you to, if you've had trouble or it's difficult for you to figure out what to do, then a Diamond Journey journal would be really good for you. It is available now on Amazon. Diamond Journey Journal, Becoming is a Process. A Process Has Stages by Dr. Anita McLaughlin. If you will get that, it's got some steps. It's got some terminology. It's got some things in it that may really be beneficial to help you to reach your goals, some plans. This is a fiscal year journal, not a calendar year. So whenever you start your journal, you're going to journal for the next 12 months. So you haven't, it's not too late. This is February. It's not too late in the year to begin. It's right on time. So I wanted to offer that to you as a tool to help you to determine how you want to grow and where you want to grow in the next 12 months. Also, join me on Wisdom and on Fanbase. If you haven't done so, visit my website. It's www.dranitamc.com. That's Dr. Anita MC.com. Thank you for joining me.